Hello and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is How to Live a Happy Life by Thinking Positive and Changing Our Habits. What can we do to change ourselves and the way we see things? Live a happy life by changing your environment. The environment that we live in plays a big role in how we live our lives on a daily basis, and not just daily, but moment to moment. We have a tendency to adapt to our environment in such a way that our thinking process and how we react to circumstances become habitual and automatic. The environment can control whether we live a happy life or not. Make a list of your thoughts and actions. If you were to take a day during the week and observe the way you think and or react to what goes on from time to time in the course of the day, you could spot how you instantly think and or react to negative conditions as well as positive ones. Take the time and write down the first thought that came to mind and how you reacted to it. It's called taking an inventory of yourself. Write down what happened next, whether it would be more thoughts or what you physically or verbally did next. Once you have a list of your thoughts and reactions, separate the positive ones from the negative. Look them over carefully and see if there are any changes that you could make to your thinking process for a much better outcome. Look at how you reacted to your first thought and how it led you to other thoughts. Then, take a look at where you went from there. Was it a positive action or a negative one? Was it disruptive to your inner peace or to how you reacted externally? Find your strengths and weaknesses and use your strengths to overcome your weaknesses. This will help you to live a happy life on a daily basis. How much injury do we needlessly cause ourselves? Let's look at this example to clarify what happens in a moment's time that can make a difference between having a good day or a bad day. You're driving to work and someone cuts you off. An automatic or habitual response would be to get angry at the person who cut you off. Depending on how you normally handle situations like this, you could either just let it go, get a little worked up, or go to the extreme and get enraged. Situations like these are going to happen all the time as long as you continue to drive. How you handle them is totally up to you. Some of these negative thoughts can go on in your mind well into the next day and further. These thoughts are controlling and they cause us to lose that inner peace. This is why we need to be aware of what comes to mind moment to moment. Some of our actions are automatic to the point that we don't even think about what we say or do. Taking the time to adjust the way that we think by turning anything negative that greets us from time to time into a thought process where we can ignore it and focus on positive thoughts and actions. It's the only way to come to terms with the inevitable and to be able to stay calm and peaceful inside. We can be our worst enemy. Our pride can be our worst enemy, mainly because we don't like it when someone steps on our toes. We can't let them get away with it. We need to give them a piece of our mind, or take other types of actions. Maybe we can just talk about them behind their backs so that we don't have to face them or cause a conflict. We usually set limitations and boundaries as to when we consider that it would be justified to let loose on someone, or wallow in the darkness of self-pity, get angry, carry around resentment, and so on. There are other ways of handling every situation that we meet moment to moment. We just need to take the time to think things out instead of jumping the gun and getting all worked up over it. We should look for alternatives, turn the tables around, and fix the way we think and act, like giving ourselves an attitude adjustment. Defeat your pride, your bad thoughts, your instant reactions, how you see things and how you hear things. Come to terms with your environment and focus on ways that will turn an unpleasant situation into a positive one. If you look at work as work, then it's going to be work. If you don't like what someone does, then don't look at it. Find something good about that person and look at it. You have many choices to make from moment to moment that will affect you inside and outside. Figure out a way to make the right choices in your mind so that you don't disrupt that peace within you. Always be grateful for what you have. There is always someone else worse off than you. Don't let people, places, or things control you. You can always make a change, and it begins within you. Jesus Christ is always ready, willing, and able to help you overcome. You just have to ask, seek, and knock. Jesus can help you to live a happy life. God bless you and thank you.